下午好。
I would like to know, if you would raise your hand if this is your first time to the West Coast Christian Conference.
我想要知道，如果你是第一次来参加这个聚会，请你把你的右手举起来，我们看一看有多少弟兄姊妹是第一次来。
That's quite a number.
相当多。
Now my second question is, how many of you would you raise your hand if you are under 30 years old?
然后谁是三十岁以下，请举手。
I won't ask the older ones to raise their hand. It's a little difficult.
那其他的我就不要求举手了。
It's wonderful that we can be together in these days to discover the greatness and the majesty of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是何等的，神的恩典，让我们能够一起来发掘神的伟大。
I think every Christian here would confess that since the day they came to know the Lord Jesus, He has grown larger and larger in their understanding.
从我们每一个人信主那一天开始，一直过来，我们能够经历到我们对神的生命在我们里面越来越长大。
Christ is indeed all and in all.
诚如我们的主题所说，他是在我们里面，他也是在一切之中。
And yet we just sang the song, Is Christ all in all to you?
我们刚刚唱这首诗歌，我们要问的问题是说，基督是在你里面，而且他是你的一切吗？
Our gracious and merciful God has brought all of us.Into a plan that involves Christ becoming all to us.
我们的主把我们带在一起，他有一个旨意，就是要让我们成为他是我们的一切。
This involves the stripping away of many other things that we have trusted in.
在这样的一个目标里面，他要在我们的生命中把许许多多多的东西通通把我们剥掉。
But more than anything, it involves the building us up into the fullness of Christ.
然后把我们能够一起建造在一起，成为一个丰满的基督。
And so we have many topics to share on this matter of the fullness of Christ.
所以讲到基督的丰满，我们有许多要讲的话语。
My part is to share that Christ is the measuring line.Of the church.
那我这两次的主题要集中在基督是衡量我们的标准。
And in order to study this, we want to read some scriptures now together.
让我们一起来读几处的圣经。
We begin in 1 Peter chapter 2.
请我们打开彼得前书第二章。
First Peter chapter 2, beginning in verse 4.
我们要从第四节开始，彼得前书二章四节。
And coming to him as to a living stone, which has been rejected by men, but is choice and precious in the sight of God, you also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house.For a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
主乃活石，固然是被人所弃的，却是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。你们来到主面前，也就像活石，被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。因为经上说，看哪，我所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在西安，信靠他的人不至于羞愧。
For this is contained in Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a choice stone, a precious cornerstone, and he who believes in him will not be disappointed. This precious value then is for you who believe. But for those who disbelieve, the stone which the builders rejected, this became the very cornerstone, and a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. For they stumble because they are disobedient to the word, and to this doom they were also appointed.
所以, 他在你们信的人就为宝贵, 在那不信的人有话说, 匠人所弃的石头已做了房角的头块石头, 又说, 做了绊脚的石头, 叠人的磐石, 他们既不顺从, 就在道理上绊跌, 他们这样绊跌, 也是预定的。
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, so that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
Then let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
我们来看以弗所书第二章,
verse 19, 19节. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints, and are of God's household, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, is growing into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together into a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
二章十九到二十二节，这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他
And then let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 through 13.
第四章,11节到13节.
And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ.
11节到13节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职。 建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。Then
in the Old Testament, we want to look just at a verse in Zechariah chapter 4.
我们再看旧约撒迦利亚书第四章。
We'll look at verses 8 through 10.
第八节到第十节。
Also the word of the Lord came to me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, and his hands will finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you. For who has despised the day of small things? But these seven will be glad when they see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of the Lord, which range to and fro throughout the earth.
第四章第八节，耶和华的话又临到我说：“所罗巴伯的手 立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功，你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你们这里来了。谁藐视这日的事为小呢？这切乃是耶和华的眼睛，遍察全地，见所罗巴伯手里拿着线砣就欢喜。
And then finally we want to look in Ezekiel chapter 40. Ezekiel chapter 40, verses 1 through 5.
最后我们看以西结书四十章第一节到第五节。
In the 25th year of our exile, at the beginning of the year, on the 10th of the month, in the 14th year after the city was taken, on that same day, the hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me there. In the visions of God, he brought me into the land of Israel and set me on a very high mountain, and on it to the south there was a structure like a city.
我们被掳掠第二十五年，耶路撒冷城攻破后十四年，正在年初月之初十日，耶和华的灵降在我身上，他把我带到以色列地，在神的意象中带我到以色列地安置在至高的山上，在山上的南边有仿佛一座城建立。
So he brought me there, and behold, there was a man whose appearance was like the appearance of bronze, with a line of flax, and a measuring rod in his hand, and he was standing in the gateway. And the man said to me, Son of man, see with your eyes, hear with your ears, and give attention to all that I am going to show you, for you have been brought here in order to show it to you. Declare to the house of Israel all that you see. And behold, there was a wall on the outside of the temple all around, and in the man's hand was a measuring rod of 6 cubits, each of which was a cubit and a hand breadth. So he measured the thickness of the wall, 1 rod, and the height, 1 rod.
第三节。他带我到那里，见有一人颜色如铜，手拿麻绳和量度的杆，站在门口。那人对我说：“人子啊，凡我所指示你的，你都要用眼看，用耳听，并要放在心上。我带你到这里来，特要指示你，凡你所看见的，都要告诉以色列家。”我见殿四围有墙，那人手拿量度的杆，长6轴，每轴是1轴零一掌。他用杆量墙，厚一杆，高一杆。
Let's have just a word of prayer.
让我们有一点祷告。
Our Father, we come to you today in the name of our Lord Jesus, who is all and all.
天父，我们今天靠着你的儿子耶稣基督的名来到你面前，他是在一切之中，也是一切之上。
And we realize, even as we fellowship in the Word of God together, the Holy Spirit comes among us with the measuring rod of Christ.
当我们交通到你自己宝贵的话语的时候，圣灵就拿着这一个量的杆来衡量我们每一个人的生命。
We want to see Christ, the measuring line of the church, as we gather together today.
我们愿意看见认识你的儿子，因为你的儿子是今天衡量教会的标准。
We pray by the Holy Spirit, you will open our eyes to this great work you are doing.
我们向你祷告，求你打开我们的眼睛，让我们能看见神今天正在做的工作。
Now do quicken our bodies from this long day.
也求主在这个时候让我们的身体能够复醒过来。
And stir our hearts to be receptive to the Word of God.
搅动我们的心，让我们对你的话语有一个接受的灵。
We pray that your presence would be wonderfully with us this afternoon.
我们向你祷告，求主你自己的同在充满今天下午的聚会。
And we pray together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen. Christ is the measuring line of the church.
基督是衡量教会的标准。
This must be so because the church is the most unique organism upon this earth.
这个标准必须是如此，因为教会在这个地上是一个独特的活的生机体。
We see the church. It is a corporate entity.
我们看见教会是一个团体的结构。
It is made up of living stones.
它是用活石把它建起来的。
And its members are being built together.
它的每一个人员都是被建造在一起。
It is being built into a holy temple in the Lord.
它要被建造成为一个圣洁的殿来让主居住。
It's being built as a dwelling of God in the Spirit.
是神借着圣灵居住的所在。
This is the most unique organism upon this earth.
这是地球上独特的一个生机体。
And so it cannot be measured by the measurements of man.
因此，人的标准不能够作为衡量教会的尺度。
For as our Lord Jesus looks at this living church,
当主耶稣看到这一个活的教会，
His measurements are different than just the outward measurements of man.
所以他使用的标准也就不是人所每天使用的标准。
He is always looking upon the foundation to see if it's living.
他要先看他的根基是不是一个活的根基，
to see if the stones are living.
然后看他这些建造的石头是不是活石。
To see if they are being coordinated and united together.
然后看这些活石是不是被建造在一起成为一个体。
To see if they are being transformed into gold and precious stones.
然后这些活石有没有在改变成为宝贵的活石。
As our Lord Jesus measures his church,
当主来衡量他的教会的时候，
he's looking for something glorious.
他要找一个荣耀的教会。
Christ is the measuring line of the church.
因此基督是衡量教会的唯一标准。
Now this phrase measuring line is a reference to the Old Testament.
那么现在所用的这一个衡量的尺度就是我们刚刚在旧约所看见的。
And it actually gathers up three different strains of thought.
在这一个旧约的教导里头你看到有三个重点。
The first one we read of here in Ezekiel chapter 40.
刚刚我们读的以西结书第四章第四十章你看见。
When Ezekiel was upon the top of Mount of Olives, he saw a city below him.
当以西结被带到这个橄榄山上往下面看的时候，他看到这一个城。
And this man, or this angel, came with a measuring rod and began to measure the dimensions of this temple and the city.
看到一个天使手里拿着一个杆，他拿着这个杆在那里衡量这个圣殿与这个圣城。
And so we see he's measuring by cubits the size of the temple.
他就要衡量他这一个圣殿的大小。
And so our Lord measures the size and the symmetry of this living temple of God.
所以这就预表着我们的主耶稣他也是要来衡量他在地上的教会他的尺度。
He's interested in the detail of its dimensions.
他对这个圣殿的这个大小有他的讲究。
That every stone would be in its right place.
每一个石头都在他对的位置上。
And so he is the measuring rod of the church.
所以主耶稣就成为衡量这个圣殿的那一个标准。
But we also read in Zechariah chapter 4,
然后我们在撒加利亚书第四章也看到
it speaks of the plumb line that is in the hand of Zerubbabel.
在那里所罗巴伯手里拿到一个线砣
As the temple is being rebuilt and recovered,
当圣殿重建恢复起来的时候
even though they are in the day of small things,
在当时看起来是一个很小的事情
the spirits of God are happy to see that the plumb line is in the hand of Zerubbabel.
那你告诉我们虽然是小事可是神的灵看见这个线砣是在所罗巴伯手里的时候就欢喜
Now what is this plumb line?
那么什么是这个线砣呢
The word plumb doesn't mean the Chinese fruit
这里讲的这个砣不是一个水果
Plumb comes from the Latin word plumbus that means lead
这个原文这个字是一个拉丁文是意思是这个铅锤啊铅
So we call here in the United States plumbers. Those are those who work with lead pipes. That was the original meaning.
那所以在英文里头特别是美国讲到那些水管搞水管的匠因为古时候这些水管都是铅做的所以叫做水管匠
Now builders used a line, a cord, and on the bottom they put a piece of lead and it always came down perpendicular to the earth.
所以这些匠人要来量他这个垂直线的时候总是把一个重的铅放在底下上面拿一个绳子吊起来是一个垂直线
And our greater than Zerubbabel is Jesus Christ who holds the plumb line over the church.
所以今天我们在新约的时代你就发现有一位比所罗巴伯更大的他就是神的儿子耶稣基督他手里也有这一个线砣来衡量他的教会
Now he's not only concerned with its size but he's concerned that it is built right vertically as it's supposed to be
他不但要关乎这个殿的尺寸大小他更是要看这个殿是不是建的直合乎他的标准
If the church is not being built vertically under God,
如果这个教会不是建的垂直在神的标准底下
then as it builds up layer by layer, story by story,
如果是这样的话你虽然是一层一层往上盖着
you find that you have built the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
那你就是在那里盖一个属灵的斜塔
Now the stones cannot bear the weight of something that is slanted.
所以这个石头终有一天没有办法再支持这一个斜的这个建筑。
But the plumb line keeps correcting the work as it's being built.
所以主耶稣手里的这一个线砣呢，就能够继续保持这个建造是一个垂直的建造。
Thank God, Jesus Christ is the plumb line of the church.
所以感谢神。这一个线砣今天新约的标准乃是我们的主耶稣基督
And yet we also take in a third reference having to do with measure that we find in Isaiah and chapter 28
然后我们来打开以赛亚书第二十八章还第三个标准
In Isaiah the nation of Judah was going away from the Lord
在以赛亚先知的时代这个犹大国偏离了神
The city and the temple were being destroyed and devastated by sin
这一个城耶路撒冷与他的殿已经被罪恶所摧毁了
And the people of God were stubborn and stiff-necked
但是神的百姓却是非常的刚硬硬着景象
And so in verse 16 and 17, we see the Lord's reaction to Judah's stubbornness.
所以神根据那个不正常的光景，在二十八章的十六节，神就说话了。
Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I am laying in Zion a stone, a tested stone, a costly cornerstone for the foundation firmly placed. He who believes in it will not be disturbed. I will make justice the measuring line and righteousness the level.
十六节，所以主耶和华如此说，看哪，我在锡安放一块石头作为根基，是试验过的石头，是稳固根基宝贵的房角石，信靠的人必不着急，我必以公平为准绳，以公义为限夺。
Now we see that the Lord Jesus Christ is that cornerstone set into the church.
我们在这里请注意，他讲到耶稣基督要成为这个房子的头块房角石。
Now today when men make buildings, they place a cornerstone in at the end, symbolically putting the date of the construction of the building.
今天的现代建筑在它建的时候放一块象征性的房角石，然后把这个建筑几年几月建的就刻在上面。
But in the ancient days, the cornerstone was a very, very important stone in the building.
但是在古代的建筑里头，这一个房角的头块石头是最重要的。
It was very costly to make because its angles had to be exact.
要把这个房角石做得非常的准确，它的角度对的，是要价格昂贵，功夫很大。
That cornerstone would set the relationship of all the remaining stones in the building, and it had to be absolutely perfect in its angles.
这一块石头，它的角度就决定了以后所有的石头要安排在什么角度上，什么位置上，都跟头一块石头有关系。
And so, when we talk about Christ being the measuring line of the church,
当我们来讲到基督是衡量所有教会的标准，
we see actually two things.
我们在这里要看到两个重点。
One, he is the measurer of the church.
第一，他是来衡量教会的那一个衡量者。
And he also is the standard of measure for the church.
然后他又是衡量的标准。
So we turn to Revelation chapter 1.
请看启示录第一章。
And here we see the great high priest standing in the midst of his churches.
我们就看到主耶稣是大祭司行走在他的教会中。
Revelation chapter 1 verses 17 and 18.
十七节十八节。
And when I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man.And he placed his hand on me and said, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last and the living one. And I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades.
我一看见就扑倒在他脚前像死了一样。他用右手按着我说，不要惧怕。我是首先的，我是幕后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了。直活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。
And then in chapter 2, verse 1,
二章一节，
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, The one who holds the seven stars in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, says this.
你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的说。
Here we see the picture of the glorified high priest, our Lord Jesus, standing in the midst of his churches and inspecting them.
所以你在这个意象里头，你很清楚地看见主耶稣是个大祭司，行走在他的教会中间，来检查他的教会。
And as we listen closely to his measuring as he goes from church to church,
他一个教会一个教会的衡量，
we realize that his standard of measure that he's looking for is himself.
所以你每一封信看去的时候，你就会发现他衡量每一个教会的标准乃是他自己。
He gave his life to the church.
他把他自己的生命赐给教会。
And now he's looking for the character of his life in the church.
然后他就来检查他教会中的那一个特性能不能够表现基督的特性。
He poured out his love to the church. And now he's looking for his love in the church.
他把他的爱赐给教会。他也就在教会中要看见能够找到他的爱。
It's obvious that this high priest is looking for his bride to become one in character with him.
他是教会的大祭司，他也在那里寻找能够跟他匹配的这个心腹。
The finished work that he did on Calvary is all that is necessary to make this church the bone of his bone and his bride.
他在加略山上十字架的救赎的工作，他整个的这个工作足以能够让他在地上的教会有一天成为他骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
If Jesus our Lord formed the church out of his side, can he not expect to find himself in her?
主的教会乃是从他的肋旁所取出来的，他难道不能够在地上能够找到这样的同他一样性质的教会吗？
And so he is always standing among the churches, inspecting them.
所以你就在这个意象中看见他一直在众教会中行走，来寻找，来衡量地上的教会能不能合乎他的标准。
He's looking for his love and his life and his character.
他在那里寻找他的爱，他的生命与他的性格。
When he is satisfied, he will lay the top stone upon the house of God, and there will be shouts of grace, grace under.
当他有一天找到和他心意的心腹，他就要把这一个这个头块石放在这个房顶上，然后你要听到有欢呼的声音说恩典，恩惠，恩惠。
And so for the church, Christ is the Alpha and the Omega. He has brought it to birth. He will bring it to perfection.
所以你在这里就会看见那一天基督的的确确是如他的名所说，他是阿尔法，他也是俄梅加。
Now this is a work that only the Lord can do, and through His precious Spirit.
这就是我们的主今天一直在做，所借着圣灵所做的工。
And yet we find that the Lord is always looking for those who will stand with the rod of measure, measuring the Church of God.
所以主在地上就要寻找有人能够跟他站在一起来衡量，用这个标准来衡量。
Paul told the Colossians that there is a standard of measure that they must adhere to, and that is according to Christ.
所以在保罗的书信这一个哥罗西书里面，你就会发现保罗用这个话，他说他在那里用基督来衡量我们。
In Colossians chapter 2,
哥罗西书第二章，
Paul is exhorting the Colossians not to accept any other standard of truth.
不要接受任何其他的真理的标准。
We see in chapter 2 in verse 8.
二章八节，
See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men,according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ.
你们要谨慎，恐怕有人用他的理学和虚空的妄言，不照着基督，乃照着人间的遗传和世上的小学，就把你们掳去。
There is need for those who understand how to measure according to Christ.
所以你在这个地方就看见保罗提醒他们要按着基督的度量。
And I want us to go back and look at Ezekiel as one such man who knew how to measure the house of God.
所以我们再回到我们读的以西结书里头，你会发现神在那里寻找一个人，有一个杆能够衡量他的殿。
He was told by the Lord to carefully see and hear and pay attention and then tell the others of the measurements of the house of God.
所以主就一直提醒这个拿着杆的人，他应该要非常的仔细，注意听，注意看，注意去衡量。
And because he did this, he came into his destiny, called the Son of Man, a man according to purpose, in the will of God.
因为神能够找到这样的一个人，是这样的忠心于神对他的托付，所以在这本书里面，神就称他为人子。
Now we know that Ezekiel was a priest according to his family and upbringing.
以西结这个人，如果你去看他的背景，他是出于祭司的家。
But even though he was a priest in his heart and a priest in his life, he was never a priest in the temple of God.
虽然他的成长的背景是一个祭司的家庭，但是他的遭遇却没有让他能够在圣殿里头侍奉做祭司。
His dreams of being a priest were never realized.
他从小的一个梦就是有一天能够在圣殿里面来好好的侍奉神，却他一生都没有达到这个梦。
But instead, God called him to this special ministry to prophesy according to the measurements of the living God.
但是神却呼召他在那个时代里头出来做神的先知，因为这个人他能够忠心的照着神给他的那一个标准的尺度来对神的家说话。
Now when we look among us in the church today, for those who are able to measure according to Christ,
所以今天我们回到新约的时代，我们看见神也在那里要找神的仆人，能够按照神的标准来把他的话语释放出来。
We see that God has given a special provision of certain saints who are attentive to the details and adhere to the measures of Christ.
神要找这样的仆人，能够仔细的明白神所执着的这一些尺寸，能够忠心的来照着这个尺寸传讲神的话语。
Now who are these that have this special calling?
那么谁是有这样特殊的呼召的人呢？
They are priests.
这些人应该是祭司的身份。
And Ezekiel pictures this priesthood for us.
那么以西结书呢，就让我们看见这一个时代的祭司应该是如何的。
Now, how many of you here today are priests?
我们中间有多少人今天在座的是祭司呢？
All of you are.
每一个都是。
We believe in the priesthood of all believers, huh?
因为我们所相信的乃是神在新约已经把这一个祭司的国度赏给我们了。
And did not Peter tell us we are a royal priesthood?
彼得的前书我们读的时候，彼得告诉我们，我们是有君尊的祭司。
A special people,
是特殊的子民。
Who are being built up into the house of God,
要被建造成为神的家。
Who are living priests and living stone,
是活石，是活的祭司。
And who are trusting in that costly precious cornerstone to be our measure.
然后我们也相信主耶稣是那个宝贵的房角头块石。
In a time of decline and recovery, it's crucial for the priesthood to stand up and declare the measurements of the house of God.
所以当看到教会的光景在一个退步的光景里头的时候，就需要神就需要来找这样的祭司，能够不离弃神所赐给的那个标准，照着这个标准来传扬神的话语。
We know at the time of the captivity of the children of Israel that there were a number of prophets, Isaiah and Jeremiah and others.
在旧约里头，当以色列人的光属灵的光景下退后的时候，神就兴起一些先知，诸如以赛亚、以西结这些人来为神按照神的标准来讲话。
And as they spoke the word of God, they shared the heart and the thought of God regarding His children.
这些神的仆人们就体会神的心肠，按着神的感觉、神的要求来替神说话。
But we also see that God raised up Ezekiel for a very special purpose.
那么在这些仆人中间，以西结是特别的，因为在他的身上有一个特别的指示。
And he called him to measure the house of God.
神特别叫他来衡量当时神的殿。
And so I want us to look at ourselves as priests in this matter of measuring the house of God.
所以今天我们就站在神家的祭司的角度上，我们来做一个衡量的标准。
Now, if Christ is our standard of measure,
而基督是衡量的标准，
are we aware of the details of this measuring?
那么现在我们就要问问自己，对这个衡量的仔细的要求，我们有没有很小心的注意呢？
This is the importance of us being priests.
这个仔细的认识神的标准，这是我们每一个做祭司的基本条件。
Now, if you take a quick glance and you think of the scriptures, it's not very often that we hear a priest talking.
你如果注意旧约里面，这些做祭司的人很少说话的。
You know, priests were dedicated to a life of speaking before God. They offered thanksgiving. They offered prayers. They offered intercessions. But we don't see in the Word of God priests speaking very much.
祭司他们的工作是在一些事情祭典前面说一些感恩的话，他们有祷告，他们也把神的话语有一点解释，但是你不常看见祭司说的长篇大道。
As a matter of fact, we could say outside of Ezekiel, the Lord Jesus is the priest whom we hear talking the most.
然后除了旧约我们看见以西结是特别的以外，在新约你看见我们的主耶稣他是大祭司，他却也说了很多的道理给我。
Now, if priests were allowed to speak, what do you think they would say to us?
那么如果神允许一个祭司来跟我们讲比较长的道理的时候，神要他们特别讲什么呢？
What's in the heart of a priest?
在祭司的心里面放的是什么？
He has a perspective of an insider as he lives day and night in the temple of God.
他有一个特殊的身份，因为他不论白天不论晚上都是住在神的殿里。
What would they say?
那一个在里面的人的眼光来看，他会讲什么呢？
Well, the Lord told Ezekiel to speak and to prophesy.
那么现在你看见主就对要求以西结来说预言。
Well, have you read Ezekiel's prophecies?
你们读过他的预言的话语呢？
They're a little difficult to understand.
很难懂。
He's not the best speaker.
他不是很有口才的人。
I think Isaiah is much better.
以赛亚就讲得比他好。
He gets right to the heart of things.
以赛亚就能够一针见血。
But he's not so good at framing it and putting it together with three points and a song.
他没有办法很清楚的一二三三个重点就讲完了。
And yet from Ezekiel, we find three outstanding aspects of a priest's heart expressed through Ezekiel, which can be traced right back, all the way back to Moses in the line of the priests.
所以我们从以西结的指示里面，你能够找到三个特点。这个三个特点，同时你如果把它推到古时的时候，你在摩西的身上也好像找到同样的影子。
Now, of course, we know Aaron was the priest, and Moses was the servant of God.
那么在那个时代，我们知道做祭司是亚伦的职责，那么摩西呢是神的仆人。
But they had the same heart.
但是他们共同有同样的心。
And we know Aaron didn't speak much.
亚伦不太讲话的。
And when he did, it wasn't good.
当他开口也讲不是很好。
But when we hear Ezekiel and see these, the heart of a priest, we can come to understand that this heart was found throughout the faithful priesthood.
那么今天我们要从以西结的身上，你会看到在他的身上有三个特点，也是在其他相类似的仆人身上找到的共同点。
So let's observe these three things.
让我们找出这三个特色。
The first,
第一
the priest loved the details of God.
以一个祭司来讲，他们第一个特征就是非常注意神说过的每一个细节。
You see, their lives were given wholly to the house of God.
因为他们的一生是奉献给神的家。
They loved every detail, every corner, every window in the house of God.
所以这些人自然而然对神的家里面的每一个细节、每一个窗户、每一个门户都有他非常仔细的认识。
From childhood, they learned the details in the law of the sacrifices, of the cuttings, of the feasting.
他从孩子起就开始学习这个每一个祭物是怎么献的，有他什么样的讲究，有什么样的特点，他都一样一样从小就学习。
You know, the priests loved the book of Leviticus.
祭司们最喜欢的那本书就是利未记。
Now, is it your favorite book?
那本书是你们的喜欢的书吗？
They loved to measure things.
他们也喜欢那些尺寸的事情。
Because you see, they discovered that in the details of the house of God,
因为在这些神家里面这些细节啊，
one could see the Lord's precision, the beauty of His holiness.
你就能够看，你懂得这个里面的讲究的人，你就可以看到基督的准确性与基督的美丽性。
The priest loved order.
那么祭司们也喜欢次序。
The priest loved symmetry.
祭司也喜欢那个对称性。
All these perfections were beautiful to the priest.
那个完美的对称对祭司来讲真是太棒了。
This was his life.
这是他们的一生。
Now, I'm not sure you appreciate the priests.
我不知道你们中间有多少人能够欣赏祭司。
So let's go back to Ezekiel and do a little homework.
让我们来看看几节圣经吧。
In Ezekiel chapter 40,
第四十章,
we'll just read a few fragments from chapter 40 through 48.
我们从四十章到四十八章。
In these nine chapters, there's over 100 measurements.
在这四十章到四十八章九节九章圣经里头有一百处讲到它的尺寸。
I think after a few verses, many of you probably skip over the chapters.
我念下去，你们已经开始要跳，要不要再念，已经很烦了。
The priest never skipped over these chapters.
但是如果你是祭司的话，你就要绝对一章也不能跳。
Well, let's just look at a few verses.
我们看几节做代表。
In chapter 40, verse 20.
四十章二十节。
Now this angel is going to measure every measurement of the house of God.
这个天使对这个神的殿每一个细节都在那里仔细的衡量。
I can only show you a few.
我举几个例子。
Verse 20.
二十节。
As for the gate of the outer court which faced the north, he measured its length and its width.
他量外院朝北的门长宽若干。
Verse
48.
Then he brought me to the porch of the temple and measured each side pillar of the porch, 5 cubits on each side, and the width of the gate was 3 cubits on each side.
于是他带我到殿前的廊子，是廊子的墙柱，这面厚5轴，那面厚5轴，门两旁，这边3轴，那边3轴。
Are you excited yet?
兴奋吗？
Chapter 41, verse 1.
41:1.
Then he brought me to the nave and measured the side pillars. 6 cubits wide on each side was the width of the side pillar.
他带我到殿那里，量柱墙柱，这面厚6轴，那面厚6轴，宽窄与会幕相同。
Now I love those pillars, don't you?
这些柱子没很很很好，我很喜欢了。
And then verse 13.
十三节。
Then he measured the temple, 100 cubits long. The separate area with the building and its walls were also 100 cubits long.
这样他量殿长100轴，又量空地，那房子并墙共长100轴。
Chapter 42, verses 1 and 2.
42章1:1.
Then he brought me out into the outer court, the way toward the north, and he brought me to the chamber which was opposite the separate area and opposite the building toward the north. Along the length, which was 100 cubits, was the north door. The width was 50 cubits.
他带我出来向北到外院，又带我进入圣屋。这圣屋一排顺着空地，一排与北边铺石地之屋相对。这圣屋长100轴，宽50轴，有向北的门。
And even when Ezekiel was to measure the water coming out of the temple, he spent several markings and measurings as the water flowed out.
到后来讲到从圣殿流出来的水，他也去量这个深度。
Chapter 47, verse 3.
到了47章第3节。
And when the man went out toward the east with a line in his hand, he measured 1,000 cubits, and he led me through the water, water reaching the ankles.
第三节，他手拿着准绳往东出去的时候，量了1,000轴，使我趟过水，水到骡子骨。
And then finally, we go all the way to the end, chapter 48, verse 35, and there he is still measuring.
到了48章35节，他还在量。
The city shall be 18,000 cubits round about, and the name of the city from that day shall be The Lord is There.
城四围共18,000轴，从此以后，这城的名字必称为耶和华的所在。
Every measurement was wonderful to the priests.
所以每一次量的对这个祭司来讲都是太奇妙的事情了。
Now, in your spare time between the evening meal and the meeting tonight, you should memorize these 9 chapters.
所以等下我们聚完会了，到吃饭以前，大家应该花功夫把这些重要的经节都背起来。
No good priest skips the details.
没有任何一个好的祭司能够把这些细节统统忽视掉的。
You know what we need to take back?
什么是我们应该把它夺回的？
The truth. The Lord is in the detail, not the devil.
因为美国人说这个魔鬼是在那些细节的里头，这个是美国人说的。中国人，我们基督徒现在应该把它改一改。这个细节里面是有真理在里头的。
So the priest was an expert with the microscope, measuring everything, seeing with precision, paying attention to detail.
所以你就会发现，这个以西结这个祭司，他是这样的准确的来认识神讲话语的每一个细节。
But now we come to the second aspect that is amazing to hear.
第二个特色。
Now you might think that the priest is pretty shallow, just interested in outward measure.
我们从第一个特点，我们认为祭司是一个很浅薄的人，只是注意这些外表的这些枝枝节节而已。
But no, that's not the priest's heart.
这不是祭司的心。
His life is wholly given to the Lord.
这个人是把他自己完全奉献给主的人。
And wholly given to the intercession of his people before the Lord.
因着这个缘故，他们就在那里完全的为神的百姓在那里为他们代求。
And out of this large heart, the priest has a burden for something tremendous.
在这一个宽广的心胸的里头，他们从神得着一个负担，在那里祷告。
Throughout the book of Ezekiel, there's one phrase that marks the whole book. Do you know what it is?
整个这48章圣经有一句话是贯穿整本书的，你知道那一句话是什么吗？
Throughout his prophecies, this is the one phrase that expresses the Lord's heart through Ezekiel's heart, and he uses it 74 times in this prophecy.
在这本书里面使用了74次
这个感觉是第一是从神那里来的，也成为这个先知的感觉。
What is that one phrase?
这句话是什么
？Cubit?
轴吗
？No，
不是的。
His heart is this phrase, that you may know that I am the Lord.
这句话呢是说，你们要知道我是耶和华。
This is the priest's heart's desire.
这是这个祭司的心。
That we may know the Lord.
就是我们每一个人都能够认识耶和华。
And so the Lord did terrible judgments upon the people that they may know I am the Lord.
当神审判那些不听话的人的时候，要向人证明一件事情，在神的审判中，你们要认识耶和华。
And when the Lord showed great mercy and pity, He did it so that you might know I am the Lord.
神对他的百姓有极大的怜悯，极大的恩典施展的时候，他也是存着一个心，要他的人认识他是耶和华。
Now this is the priest's heart.
这是祭司的心。
That the people of God may know I am the Lord.
要让神的百姓真的认识他是耶和华。
The priest was an intercessor.
那这一个祭司就是因着这个来代祷的。
And it not only involved praying,
不单单我们在那里代祷，
but the priest was the one that went out from the curtain outside the tabernacle to receive an offering from a man.
祭司要走出会幕，来到会幕的外面，从人的手中接受这一个祭物。
This was a satisfaction to the priest's heart.
这个能够让祭司的心得到满足。
If they, he could take this young man with his offering for the first time through the curtain and before the brazen altar.
他能够从这个一个年轻人把他第一次的从这个外面外院带进来。来到了铜祭坛。
And as that young man stood there, the priest would cut up the sacrifice.
当这个年轻人站在祭坛面前，他就把这个祭物给切开了。
And offer the sacrifice on the fire.
把这个祭物献在祭坛上。
Perhaps give something back to the man for his family.
那有的祭物有一个部分给这个年轻人带回去给他的家。
But through it all, his desire was that this young man would come to know I am the Lord.
那经过这样的一个步骤，让这个年轻人能够认识耶和华神。
And we see that within the heart of the priest.
你在这里就看到祭司的心。
Even that book of Leviticus that speaks of so many rituals and cleansings and offerings.
所以你去读立位记的时候，那边有许许多的祭物，有很多洁净的礼，还非常仔细。
As all of those details of holiness are given,
在那里神教导他的百姓什么是圣洁。
49 times the Lord says, I am the Lord.
在那本书里面，神用了49次讲到同样这句话，我是耶和华。
Do this.I am the Lord.
你应该这样行，因为我是耶和华。
Many prescriptions, but all to leave the impression of Jehovah, the Lord.
所以不管讲到什么样的条文，哪一些细节，最后他的结论总是来到这个点。
This heart of the priest is expressed most perfectly in the Lord Jesus in John chapter 17.
所以这个点，你到了新约里面来，在耶稣的身上表明的是同样的道理。
Where he prays for his people.
那么在约翰福音第十七章，他为他的百姓祷告的时候，他这样说
：This is eternal life, that they may know you, the true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
主耶稣的祷告，他说：认识主耶稣，并认识你所他打发他来的神。这就是永生。
Father, the glory that I have with you, I want you to share with these, my people.
那他又祷告，他说，荣耀的神，你与我共享的荣耀，我也要让我的门徒跟我一起享这个荣耀。
We cannot understand the intercession of our Lord Jesus for us if we don't understand that at the heart of it, he wants us to know the Father.
所以如果你不懂得主耶稣是站在祭司的这个地位来祷告的时候，你就不知道他所祷告的就是这位耶和华他 父神的心。
But there lies something yet even deeper in the heart of a priest.
那么在这个祭司的身上还有一个更深的感觉。
Above all else, the priest wants revealed the glory of God.
那这个更深的感觉是什么呢？乃是要让神的荣耀能够表明。
Even as Moses prayed on the mountain, Lord, show me thy glory.
像摩西他在山上祷告的时候，他向神要求说，神啊，让我看见你的荣耀。
So the priestly children from the time they were little were told of the time that the temple was arranged with the measures of God and the glory came down.
所以一个长在祭司家庭的小孩，从小父母就会教他们怎么样在圣殿里面这些家具这些礼节进行的时候，最重要你要看见神的荣耀充满神的殿。
And they speak of when the temple was constructed according to the pattern that David had received in exact wisdom through Solomon, and that the glory came down.
这个荣耀不但显现在会幕的时代，也在大卫的时候，他神把他的那个尺寸启示给他，交给他的儿子，他的儿子来建这个殿的时候，照着这个尺寸来建，神的荣耀也充满整个的殿。
Ezekiel never was a priest in the temple of God.
以西结本人虽然没有在圣殿里面侍奉神，
but God revealed His glory to him.
但是神却把这一个荣耀的这个显现向以西结启示出来。
And even as he saw this picture of the temple yet to be built, he saw the glory of God.
这个启示中所看见的这个殿，虽然在当时并没有被建起来，可是他已经看见了神的荣耀充满那个将要被建的殿。
I don't think anybody who lives in the house and serves in the Lord's house night and day, could have any mistake about it that unless that house is full of His glory, it's an empty house.
所以今天我们在新约的时代，我们这些做祭司的人，我们里面应该有同样的感觉，不管这个聚会的场所多大，但是除非有神的荣耀在中间，这一切都是虚空的。
So once again, before we proceed any further, I just want to ask you, do you have the heart of a priest?
所以我要在往前面讲之前，我要现在问每一个人一个问题：你有没有祭司的心啊？
Do you have this intercessory desire about you that they may know I am the Lord?
你有没有为着神的百姓有祭司这一个祷告，说神啊，让每一个人能够学习认识耶和华是神。
Are you one who gives careful attention to the details in the house of God?
你有没有对神所说的话的每一个细节注意最大的注意力呢？
Those details are not hard to find who looks at the Lord Jesus and sees His character and His life.
这个细节不难找，你只要来到主耶稣的面前，你从他的身上，你就可以看到神所注重的每一个神家的细节。
And do you want to see in the house of God the glory of God?
你要看见神的家被神的荣耀所充满吗？
Are you satisfied with anything less?
你能够以任何的事物比神的要求更低的而感觉到满足吗？
We can find the priests usually among the saints.
我们能够在神的儿女们中间。
All of us called to be priests.
我们虽然被呼召做他的祭司。
But one of the places that surely reveals who have a heart of a priest are those who actually go to the corporate prayer meeting.
所以你真正能够达到你这个祭司的身份的实际的表现，就是你能够参加这个团体的祷告。
Our brother shared this morning, there's just many, many Sunday Christians.
我们今天有很多很多的所谓礼拜天的基督徒。
But when it comes prayer time, to really look at the measures and the details of the holiness of Christ, and to intercede and pray for this building work, who comes? Who cares about the house of God?
但来到教会的祷告会，我们有多少人真正愿意拿出代价来，为着神今天在教会中的细节，为了他的荣耀的显现，在那里祷告，有人关心吗？
Especially in these end times and in these days of recovery, it takes those who have such a heart to see that the house of the Lord is built according to His measure.
特别在今天，在这个末世的时候，在一切都反常的时候，更需要有这样的人，能够在神的面前，为着他的旨意、他的标准来向神呼求呢？
Now, this afternoon, we only have a short time, so I want to share two important lessons that we discover from Ezekiel the priest regarding our own measuring.
那么今天下午在剩下的这一点不多的时间里面，我愿意讲两个点，让我们从以西结的这本书里面，我们来看看，来学习他怎么样为神进攻的。
And so we go back to Ezekiel 43.
让我们打开四十三章。
We want to read the first five verses.
我们四十三章读头五节。
Then he led me to the gate facing toward the east. And behold, the glory of God of Israel was coming from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory.And it was like the appearance of the vision which I saw, like the vision which I saw when he came to destroy the city. And the visions were like the vision which I saw by the river Chebar, and I fell on my face. And the glory of the Lord came into the house by way of the gate facing toward the east. And the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court. And behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house.
一节到五节。以后他带我到一座门，就是朝东的门。以色列神的荣光从东而来，他的声音如同多水的声音，地就因他的荣耀发光，其状如从前他来灭城的时候我所见的异象。那异象如果在加巴鲁河边所见的异象，我就伏伏在地，耶和华的荣光从朝东的门照入殿中，灵将我举起，带入内院，不料耶和华的荣光充满了殿。
Now there's an important lesson to learn here through Ezekiel.
在这段话里头，我们学一个宝贵的功课。
He's already taken more than 50 measurements in chapter 40, and 41, and 42.
在前面的三章圣经里面。他已经照着神的要求量了五十次关于这个圣殿。
Basically, he's observed and written down all of the measurements of the house of God itself.
他把神的家所有的这些细节，都仔仔细细的记录下来。
And then suddenly, the glory of God came into the house.
然后忽然间，神的荣耀就进到神的家中。
Now there's a tremendous and hopeful lesson in what happened.
那这段话给我们一个很宝贵的功课。
And here is the lesson.
这是我们要学的。
Whenever God comes among us to measure, it is with the purpose of filling with glory.
所以每一次神讲到他家的尺寸的时候，他的目的就是要把荣耀带进家。
When the Lord comes to measure, he's looking for a dwelling place.
因为神在那里衡量他的家的时候，他要找一个他可以安歇的所在。
He's looking for a place that he may rest.
他可以安息在这里。
He's looking for a place he might be satisfied.
他在这里能够找着满足。
He's looking to fill this place with his glory.
他在这里要把他的荣耀充满。
And so, in some way, the measurement is a guarantee or a promise that the glory is soon to come.
所以每一次神在那里衡量什么的时候，就告诉我们后来紧接着要来的就是荣耀。
Surely the brothers and sisters who read the book of Revelation chapter 2 and 3 for the first time in those seven churches.
所以我们读新约的启示录 在第二章第三章那七封书信里面
they felt so strongly the measuring rod of the Lord Jesus.
你在那里也可以看到主耶稣也正在衡量他的教会。
But they were continually promised, Behold, I am coming quickly.
主在那里说到、哦、要看啊我很快就要回来。
And so when the Lord comes to measure among us, the good news is he plans to pour out his glory upon us.
所以每一次我们感觉到神在那里衡量我们的时候这是一个好消息因为后面要带进来的就是他荣耀。
In this sense, it's like a building inspector.
在这个意义上来讲好像今天的那一个检查房政府派来检查房子的那一个检查的人。
When the building inspector comes,
当这个检察官来的时候
he measures everything,
他就按照尺寸量这个建
筑 make sure everything is up to code,
每一件事情都合乎这个标准
and if it is,
如果合乎了呢
he says, come on and dwell,
那你们就可以进来用
turn on the lights,
你们可以把电
turn
电灯打开
on the water,
水也可以接上来了
and you can go and live there,
你们就可以在这个中间住下来了
now when the Lord comes to measure among us,
所以同样的道理当主来衡量他的教会的时候
he's not just interested in correcting us,
他不是仅仅要让我们归正一下
although corrections will be sure,
当然这是其中的一个部分
he's not interested in refusing us,
他的目的不是来拒绝我们
he wants to fill us,
他要充满我们
he wants to fill his church with glory,
他要充满把他的荣耀充满他的教会里
and if heComes among you to measure.
如果他在你们中间来衡量的时候
it's a significant moment.
这是一个重要的时刻
Think about it.
好好想一想
Whenever there was a measuring moment in the Old Testament, it was unto glory.
因为旧约里每一次出现衡量的时光，那就是荣耀马上出现的时候
I don't know if you've skipped over Exodus chapter 25 through 39.
我不知道你有没有把这本书从25章到39章通通跳过去了。
But much of those chapters was given to the measurements and the building of the tabernacle.
在那个出埃及记这几章圣经里面都是讲到那个会幕的尺寸的衡量。
The Lord said, Moses, build me a house that I may dwell with you.
因为当时神对摩西是这样讲的，你要按照这个按山上的样式为我建一个啊会幕。
Now be sure you build it according to the pattern that I give you。
主就提醒他，你要按照山上指示你的样式来造这个会幕。
Now thank God Moses was a detail man。
啊，我们非常感谢主，神找的这一个摩西是一个对细节很仔细注意的人。
He obeyed and saw the value of every detail of that construction of the tabernacle.
所以他就顺服了神给他的启示，对每一个细节都遵照神的吩咐来做。
And of course, what happened?
你知道后来结局是什么吗
？When it was finally built according to the measures,
当他按照山上的样式造出来以后
，the glory came down, and the priests had to run out of the tabernacle.
那一天神的荣耀充满整个的会幕祭司无法站立要跑到外面去
Now you might think as a priest you wouldn't like your ministry being interrupted by glory
但是你做祭司的话你不太希望你在你进功能的时候你被打岔
But the priest loved nothing more than to see the glory of God upon the tabernacle
但是如果你是真的祭司你巴不得神的荣耀这样来打岔你
Now, if you look in 2 Chronicles chapter 3, 4, 5,
但是你如果去读历代志的下历代志下的那个几章圣经
all the details of the building of Solomon's temple,
在那里也是讲到所罗门的圣殿所有的细节尺寸
this beam was built and this was placed here and this was placed there.
这个柱放在哪里那个梁放在哪里都是有很仔细的规定
even according to the pattern that David saw and was wrote down by the hand of God
那么这一些大卫是第一个神指示他的人
and you remember what happened when they brought the Ark of the Covenant into the temple that was all set up according to measure
那圣经就告诉我们他们就把神的约柜放到圣殿里面来圣殿是按照那个尺寸标准建的
Now what happened?
那什么事情发生呢
The glory of God came down and chased all of the priests out.
又同样的看见神的荣耀充满整个的圣殿，这些祭司就待不住了，就跑到外头去了。
Now the priests, they just love a day off.
祭司可能很高兴放一天假。
Because the Lord's presence there, people are being healed and people are being blessed and people are just aware, I am the Lord.
在那一天，他们就看见神的荣耀充满他的家的时候，这病人得着医治，伤心的人得着安慰，神的荣耀显现在他们中间。
You know, there is a glory for the church even while it is upon this earth.
所以你会发现在地上出现教会的时候，你也看到同样的荣耀。
The presence of the Lord with us, that is our glory.
因为神的荣耀，他与我们同在，这就是他的荣耀。
But who will measure with the measure of Christ in order to see this glory?
那么今天有谁能够按照神的尺寸来看今天教会合不合乎神的标准？
Near the end of Paul's life, he began to interpret the church as a large house.
当保罗来到他执事的晚期的时候，他就说到神的家今天已经变成大户人家了。
The measures have become confused.
这个标准已经模糊了。
In the large house there were vessels, some precious, some ignoble.
保罗告诉我们，在大户人家有贵重的器皿，也有卑贱的器皿。
And there was no glory.
但是在这个大户人家找不到荣耀。
Only the testimony of those who were faithful as they pursued and trusted the Lord.
只有看到那一些忠心神的仆人在那里照着神的要求侍奉神。
Indeed, so much of the large church today is made by man's measure.
今天我们在地上所看的所谓的大的教会，你会发现他们所做的一些事情是按照人的意思来做的。
You know, it's interesting. King Herod, before the birth of Christ, decided to beautify the temple in Jerusalem.
一个很稀奇的事情就是在主耶稣来到这个世界以前，当时的那个时候的皇帝是希律王，他就决定要来美化当时的圣殿。
And he lined things with gold.And made the temple a beautiful thing.
他就在这个殿的里面装修的时候，把很多的美丽的金子贴在这个墙上。
He wanted it to be one of the wonders of the world.
他愿意把整个的圣殿变成世界的奇观，是一个金碧辉煌的大殿。
It was a large temple.
很大。
It was a memorial to Herod.
大家看到这个就是个纪念，哦，这是伟大的希律的杰作。
He even added things to the temple, things he came up with that he thought would make it even better.
然后他就照着他的智慧来加添了许多的东西，他认为更漂亮更好。
Oh, what a beautiful place!
这是一个好漂亮的殿。
But there was no glory.
但是找不到神的荣耀。
A big man-made colossal house.
这里是人造的一个很大的建筑。
But no glory.
但是见不到神的荣耀。
My dear brother and sister, do you have any idea today what is the pattern of the house?
弟兄姊妹，让我问你，你真的知道神家的这个标准吗？
Now, it's true, some people know the pattern of the New Testament church according to Scripture.
是，今天你如果在《使徒行传》，你可以好像能够读出来一些教会的这一些的外表的结构。
But that does not make the church according to the measure of Christ.
但是，即使你知道这些外表的结构，并不是能够按照基督的标准。
There's no church there unless Christ is standing with the plumb line as head of that church.
因为你这里必须看到基督在这里手里拿着这个线砣来衡量，按照他的标准。
But today things are so confused that I hear among many young people, they don't even care about the details of the church anymore. It's all right anyway we have it.
今天很多我很稀奇，特别是青年人当中，他们已经对这些细节的事情没有一点点的兴趣。他只要有一个教会，我能够聚会就好了。
Ah, but if you want to see the glory of God, there must be attention paid to these details.
但是弟兄姊妹，我要提醒你，你如果真的要看见神的荣耀充满他的家，你必须对所有的细节非常的注意。
When we see this large house in its present state of decline, what can we do?
今天你看见整个教会的光景是在一个对坐落的光景里头，成为大户人家的时候，你我应该怎么做呢？
And this is the second and the last lesson that Ezekiel learned regarding this measure.
那现在我要让大家来看他第二件重要的事情，我们可以效法的。
We read it here in Ezekiel chapter 43, verses 10 through 12.
就是第四十三章的第十节到十二节。
As for you, son of man, describe the temple to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquity, and let them measure its perfections. If they are ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the design of the house, its structure, its exits, its entrances,all its designs, all its statutes, and all its laws, and write it in their sight so that they may observe the whole design and all its statutes and do them. This is the law of the house. Its entire area on the top of the mountain all around shall be most holy. Behold, this is the law of the house.
人子啊，你要将这殿指示以色列家，使他们因自己的罪孽惭愧，也要他们量殿的尺寸。他们若因自己所行的一切事惭愧，你就将殿的规模、样式、出入之处和一切形状、典章、礼仪、法则指示他们，在他们眼前写上，使他们遵照殿的一切规模、典章去做。殿的法则乃是如此，殿在山顶上，四围的全界要称为至圣，这就是殿的法则。
Now Ezekiel was a prophet who lived among the exiles in Babylon.
以西结他是一个在被掳之地神兴起来的一位先知，在巴比伦。
He actually lived in a city called Tel Aviv.
他在那个时候住在一个城里面叫做 Tel Aviv.
And he soon learned that the exiles and the captives were still stubborn in their hearts.
他在那个时候就发现这些被掳的犹太人，他们的心里面并没有因为遭到神的惩罚而悔改，还是非常的刚硬，顶撞神。
They were not ashamed of their sins.
他们对他们过去所犯的罪一点羞耻的感觉都没有。
They had not been humbled even when the temple was destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar.
圣殿都被尼布加尼撒王摧毁了，他们在神的面前一点惭愧的感觉都没有。
And for 20 years, Ezekiel had been warning and speaking of judgment and saying parables and doing extreme things to try to convey God's displeasure with the people.
在那个做先知的二十年中间，神用他用各样的方式来表达神的心，甚至走到很极端的方式来表达，希望抓住以色列人的注意力，但是他们没有人注意他。
But all of this seemed to have little effect.
没有什么果效在他们中间。
And then we find here, 20 years later,
但是现在过了二十年之后
，Here's what the Lord tells Ezekiel to do.
神就对以西结说：“现在你要这样做。
Listen, see, pay attention, and then tell the people what you have seen.
你注意听，注意看，然后把你所听的、所看的，告诉以色列家。
Speak to them the measurements of this house of glory you have seen.
把神家的这一个尺寸告诉他。”
And what would happen?
然后会发生什么事？
There would be a remnant of those who would see and be ashamed and repent.
在这一群人中间，就有一小部分的人，他们因着听见了你所说的，他们就惭愧，他们就会在神的面前悔改。
And then after they repented,
当他们悔改了以后，
Ezekiel would share with them This whole picture, measure by measure, of the house of the glorious Lord.
你就将殿的规模、样式、出入之处和一切形状等等指示他们。
And their lives would be conformed according to this measure.
然后这些人的生活就会按照神的尺寸来，他的标准的要求来活出来。
Now today we could spend a long time speaking about the problems of the large house and the sins and the coming short that we see all about us in the church.
今天我们如果要讲教会今天堕落的光景，我们可以花很长的时间指出我们所有的罪，我们所有对不起神的事情地方。
But the way of recovery must be a higher way.
但是今天神要恢复他的见证，他有一个 更高的方法。
What if we declare the glorious church that we see?
与其说负面的，我们更把弟兄姊妹的心看见那个荣耀的教会应该是什么样子的。
What if we declare what we see, that the plumb line indeed is in the hand?Of the Lord Jesus, our head.
所以我们要告诉弟兄姊妹，那一个衡量一切的标准，乃是在基督耶稣的手里，他要是一切衡量的标准。
Do we see the plumb line in his hand?
今天我们有没有看见这个意象呢？
It involves us being under his correction and adjustments.
这个就是我们的生命中，我们的生活当中，有没有被主来对付过、调整过呢？
We know that the great plumb line is the cross.That inspects and measures everything that we do as to whether it's according to Christ.
基督手中的这一个线砣就是他的十字架，他拿十字架来衡量我们个人与我们团体的生活。
Now have we seen that the Lord is at work?
你有没有经历到、看见到神用他的十字架来对付我们每一个人？
Now is he among us measuring?
他是不是正在衡量我们的生活呢？
This may be the day of small things.
可能今天你看的都是小事。
But we cannot despise what the Lord's doing.
但是你不要轻看小事的日子。
We are glad if the plumb line is in the hand of Jesus Christ.
我们应该以基督的手中有这个线砣为快乐。
This is the key to the house being measured in recovery.
因为今天神的家要恢复，这个十字架就变成了他的标准，他的方法。
And with this plumb line in the Lord's hands, the Holy Spirit is free to work upon His church.
当这个线砣在耶稣的手中的时候，圣灵就有自由，可以在他的百姓中间做工。
And so what am I saying?
那我到底说什么呢？
In this day of recovery, the Lord's looking for those with the heart of a priest.
今天在这个神恢复的工作的阶段里头，他在那里找有没有祭司有这样的心。
If you sense the Lord is measuring even in these last days, it's a sign that His glory is soon to come.
所以，如果你感觉到今天神正在做这个工作的时候，你就要知道，紧接着要来的就是他的荣耀。
Ezekiel is called the prophet, not of doom, but the prophet of glory.
以西结被称作不是一个咒诅的带下咒诅的先知，而是带进荣耀的先知。
So what's our testimony?
那今天我们的见证是什么呢？
Are we filled with the hope of glory?
今天我们是不是被荣耀的盼望来充满呢？
Do we see the Lord among us?
我们能够看见主在我们中间吗？
Can we listen to the details of His measure?
我们能够听见主对我们生活的每一个细节有他的要求吗？
Do we have a burden for His glory to be in His church?
我们对他的荣耀能否在他的教会中彰显有这个负担吗？
If we are going to talk about Christ being the measuring line of His church,
如果今天我们说到基督是今天衡量教会的标准，
Then we need those who understand the details and can declare it and can bring recovery to those.
那我们就需要这样的祭司，对神所有要求的细节非常的熟悉，而且能够传讲在他的教会中。
This is a great day, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，现在是一个伟大的日子。
Nobody knows why 1,400 people have come to this conference.
我们没有人能够解释为什么这一次有1400人来到这个会大会的里头。
It's not just a bunch of curiosity seekers.
我相信不是一些好奇的人跑到这里来。
The Lord is doing something in these days.
因为主在这些日子里头正在做一些重要的事。
His desire is for fullness. His desire is for glory.
他的心乃是要达到基督的丰满与基督的荣耀。
And so he's gathered us together.
因着这个缘故，他把我们召聚在一起。
Let's find ourselves under his plumb line.
今天我们要找到我们是在基督这个线砣的标准底下。
And see the glorious things that he will do in these last days.
然后我们就要等着神要把他的荣耀借着他这个工作来带进来。
May the Lord help us.
愿神帮助我们。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you have made us all royal priests.
主，我们实在感谢你，你让我们每一个人能够成为一个有君尊的祭司。
And we would declare the greatness of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
我们要传扬召我们出黑暗入光明者的美德。
And here we are as living priests in the living temple.
今天我们做你活的祭司，也在你这个活的家中。
Being built up a priesthood,
被你建造成为一个祭司的国度。
And declaring that we have the cornerstone in the midst of us, and He is our preciousness.
主，我们在这里向世界做见证，耶稣是这个建造的宝贵的房角石，他也是在我们中间的那一个线砣。
Lord, whatever other rules we have used.Whatever measure we've used in the past, we forsake for the divine measure of Christ in His church.
不管我们过去用了什么样世界的标准，我们今天愿意在你面前悔改放弃。我们在这里宣告主耶稣是唯一的标准。
Oh Lord, do raise up those with the heart of a priest.
主，我们在这里祷告，求你在我们中间兴起有这样祭司心智的人。
Intercessors in the house of God.
在神的家中做代表代祷者。
We thank you that you're doing this even in these days.
我们实在感谢你，在这样黑暗的时代，你仍然做奇妙的工作。
May your glory come fully to the church.
我们求你自己的荣耀在你自己的教会中显出来。
We pray your glory would come soon.
我们祷告，愿你的荣耀快快的显现。
We sense your measurements in our midst.
我们感觉到你自己的衡量正在我们中间进行。
We thank you that we could live in this day.
我们感谢你把我们放在这个时代中。
Oh Lord, help us to do Thy will.
主啊，帮助我们来遵行你的旨意。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。